A Star is Born and the story of Jennifer Jones.
Yes.
Can you comment on that?
Well, I have done these bus tours of Tulsa's historic homes. I always take them by Jennifer Jones' house, and I will say to them, how many of you know who Phyllis Eisley was? And maybe one or two hands would go up, and I'd say, well, Phyllis Eisley was Jennifer Jones. This is where she lived. She attended Monte Cassino. She always had wanted to be an actress. Her father had a road show, forget the name of it now, but they would travel from town to town and do performances. He owned the show. She always wanted to be part of it, and he never would let her. So her senior year in high school, she had won the top drama award, and all of her teachers had said, you know, she needs to do this and become an actress. So she told her father, she said, I'm not going to college. I want to go to school in New York to become an actress. He relented, but he said, one thing goes with it. You're not to become a bohemian type actress.
She went on to starring fame, didn't she?
Yes. And you know, she had only played in two or three B movies when she was given the role of Bernadette. I would like to mention that at Monte Cassino, where she went to school, at the north end towards 21st Street, there's a stone grotto, and there's a stone statue of Jennifer kneeling there in her clothing as she used in Bernadette. When they had the premiere of Bernadette here in Tulsa, her parents presented this statue at that time. In my article about it, I tell about the statue, and I said, unfortunately, you have to pass a series of metal carports to get to it, which was part of the monastery at Monte Cassino. I'm sure my notes did not make any difference, but they have been replaced by wonderful carport stone and brick that's very much in keeping with the structure.
Yeah.
So I like to think that I inspired them.
I'm sure you did. The actual film was The Song of Bernadette.
Yes.
She actually did about 30 films, didn't she, in her lifetime?
I think so. She became a star after that.
And she ended up being married to the great producer Selznick.
Yes. And I think she just died a few years ago. She lived in Mexico for years.
A lot of people don't realize that story right here in Tulsa. And the home is at 301 East 20th Street.
Yes.
The Eisley home.